You're listening to SBS News.
Tom Keach and his mother Catherine have both struggled with their weight for years, and it's something Tom says he has been conscious of since childhood. But medical trial participant Keach says the long-term results are always frustrating.
You know, I've just tried so much, but I've never got really ever results I was happy with. It was always like 5-10 kg, and as soon as I stop for like a month or two, it's gone straight back on.
Both Tom and his mum are enrolled in a clinical trial by the Imperial College London and St Mary's Hospital, also in London. The trial is being funded by the British National Health Service, which wants to investigate the viability of a new, less invasive and quicker procedure for treating obesity. Just before his treatment, Mr Keach says,
it's really exciting now to just kind of get there, do it and see what the next 12 months holds.
One of the team doctors on the Imperial trial is Dr. Robert Thomas, an interventional radiologist. He says the causes of obesity are complex. It is believed hunger is controlled by hormones. Ghrelin is a hormone produced at the top of the stomach, and the doctors are trying to stop it working with a blocking agent. The hope is that by limiting ghrelin release, it will control the appetite. But rather than a major operation like traditional weight loss surgery, doctors are using a needle in the arm. Dr. Thomas explains that in order to block ghrelin, a tiny wire is passed along blood vessels inside the patient's body until it has access to the top of the stomach.
My skill set is essentially pinhole techniques, pinhole surgery, and I can navigate through the natural motorways of the body, arteries or veins, and get to places on very small tube platforms, sometimes only 1 millimetre in width. And we can get to places that would otherwise be inaccessible.
Pointing at MRI scans, he shows the journey the wire has to make to reach the target hormone.
Our plan is to get into the pulse in the wrist, pop a little tube in, and that's our access point, and we can navigate up the arm, down through the chest, and into the artery that just supplies and only supplies the top of the stomach. So we can then use a blocking agent, little beads in this case, that then flow with blood.
Mr. Keach remains conscious throughout the surgery. In order to ascertain whether the procedure is really effective, the medical team carry out a randomised control trial. The trial is blind, which means the patients and most of the doctors don't know who has received the full treatment and who has been given a placebo. Keach and other patients will have to wait until the trial concludes before the research team can tell them. The trial is in its early stages, but alternatives to traditional bariatric surgery are needed. Ahmed Ahmed is a bariatric surgeon at St Mary's Hospital, and he says there are 2.3 million people in the United Kingdom who are in need of bariatric surgery. Drugs have been used to suppress appetite over many years, with varying success, according to Ahmed. He says many patients have side effects, and the drugs can be dangerous if taken over a long period. The procedure Imperial trialing here is the result of observations made by doctors treating patients for ulcers.
And this stems back from procedures that were done for people who had stomach ulcers, that were bleeding, and these patients had to have radiological treatment where their arteries supplying blood to the stomach were basically blocked with little beads to stop the bleeding from the ulcer. And then they discovered that these patients, of course, their ulcers stopped bleeding, but also they started losing weight afterwards as well. So this is how this original technique came about.
Mr. Keach isn't going to leave his health to chance. He believes positive steps forward include a good diet and exercise.
At the end of the day, there's a lot involved with it. It's not the end all. I think there's always the changing the mindset, making sure what you think is healthy is actually healthy. You know, what you're putting in your body is what your body needs.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.